理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第五和
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition.
10,
Part 3.
3. Advertising is part of our daily lives.Listen to a passage about advertising and then provide the missing information in the spaces given below. Advertising is part of our daily lives. To realize this fact, you have only to leaf through the magazine or newspaper or count the radio or television commercials that you hear in one evening. Most people see and hear several hundred advertising messages every day,And people respond to the many devices that advertisers use to gain their attention. Advertising is a big business, and to many people, a fascinating business, filled with attraction and excitement. It is part literature, part art, and part show business. Advertising is the difficult business of bringing information to great numbers of people. The purpose of an advertisement is to make people respond.To make them react to an idea, such as helping prevent forest fires, or to make them want to buy a certain product or service. At the beginning of the 20th century, advertising was described as salesmanship in print. If this definition were expanded to include radio and television, it would still stand today. The most effective way to sell something is through person-to-person contact.But the cost of person-to-person selling is high. Because it takes a great deal of time, it increases the cost of the product or service. Advertising distributes the selling message to many people at one time. The first printed advertisement in the English language appeared in 1478. This early ad was the work of England's first printer,He used it to advertise religious books from his own workshop. He posted small printed notices along London's main street. Besides advertising his product, he identified his shop with a red striped shield so that customers could find it easily.
Part 4. Listening and Translation
2. Exercises 1. Sentence Translation Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. Surely the best course of action would be to consult your lawyer before you sign the contract. Anyway, this is a big contract, and it is vital for your company.
2.We can definitely assume that this year's show has been a huge success for the exhibitors and that the fair has given the economy a significant impulse.
3. I have certain reservations about setting up a branch in that area. It may be very difficult to expand into the market there.
4.People have grown accustomed in recent years to higher and higher rates of inflation, though sometimes they still make complaints.
5. The success of any retail store depends largely on its sales workers. Courteous and efficient service from behind the counter does much to build up the store's reputation. 2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. My car is always breaking down. I have so much trouble with it. I wish there were some kind of device that would monitor the different parts of your car. You know, some kind of machine that would tell you when the engine is not working well, or if there are any problems with the brakes. That way, I wouldn't have to worry about my car. I could just take it to the garage right away and get it fixed.
2. In this talk, I would like to deal with the sources of the strength of the trade union movements in Britain. Trade unions in Britain are generally believed nowadays to be in a position of great political strength. What is this strength based on? I am going to suggest that it is based on three things: political power, economic power, and the protection of the law.
Unit 11, Part 1, A Men's Castle. 2. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage about the London Stock Exchange, and then decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
The London Stock Exchange has always been famous as a place for men only, and women used to be strictly forbidden to enter. But the world is changing day by day, and even the stock exchange, which seemed to be a men's castle, is gradually opening its door to the other sex. On the 16th of November 1971, a great decision was taken. The Stock Exchange Council decided that women should be allowed onto the new trading floor when it opened in 1973. But the castle had not been completely conquered. The first girls to work in the stock exchange were not brokers or jobbers. They were neither allowed to become partners in stockbroking firms, nor to be authorized dealers in stocks and shares. They were simply junior clerks and telephone operators. Women have been trying to get into the stock exchange for many years. Several votes have been taken in the stock exchange to see whether the members would be willing to allow women to become members, but the answer has always been no. There have been three refusals of this kind since 1967. Now women are admitted, although in a very junior capacity. Two firms of jobbers made an application to the Stock Exchange Council to be allowed to employ girl clerks. Permission was finally given. A member of the Stock Exchange explained, after this news had been given, "The new floor is going to be different from the old one. All the jobbers will have their own stands with space for a telephone and typewriters. Therefore, there will have to be typists and telephone operators, so women must be allowed in." This decision did not mean a very great victory in the war for equal rights for women. However, it was a step in the right direction. The chairman of the Stock Exchange said, "I think that the opening of the new building will eventually lead to women being allowed to have full membership of the Stock Exchange. It is only a matter of time. It must happen."
2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage. Part 2. Statements. 2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to the statement you hear.
1. Very often, the teacher is giving out too many assignments. Judy tries to read every book the teacher recommends, but she can't.
2. Charles is interested in music, but his father is trying hard to persuade him to study law.
3. The noise in my dorm has really gotten out of control. I can rarely get to sleep before midnight. I must take the problem up with the dorm supervisor.
4. My telephone doesn't seem to be working, and I have lots of calls that I have to return this afternoon.
5. You ask me how I feel about Professor Mason's test? Frankly, I must admit that I never expect more than just a passing grade in his test.
6. Did you hear that the debate team is going on to the state competition, or did they get eliminated? I haven't actually been following their progress this year.
7. The insurance company acknowledged receiving my letter, saying that they are going to settle my claim very soon.
8. There has been a 3-week dry spell throughout this part of the country. A day of rain would do little to relieve the drought.
9. Whether or not Alan is willing to bring his camera, we could still take some pictures of the ocean.
10. If Rebecca had known that Janet happened to be in town last week, she would have stopped by. They hadn't seen each other for months.
11. I'm going to buy Alice a blue sweater for her birthday, but actually I'm not sure whether she'd like a blue one.
12. I'm not going home for winter vacation because I have agreed to stay on here as a research assistant to my economics professor.
13. Paul came back to London last night from his trip to Hong Kong. He stayed there for 2 weeks, negotiating a new business deal with a local company.
14. Anne needed to cash a check, so she hurried to get to the bank before 3. But the bank closed, as it was a bank holiday.
15. Carol is strong in some subjects, but not in others. She has high grades in biology, but the opposite is true of math.
16. Alan writes books for people to learn useful lessons. The main theme of his recent book is that crime does not pay.
17. The lecturer gave a long introduction to his topic and was just getting to the heart of the matter when the class period ended.
18. Are you taking your girlfriend out for birthday tonight to that fancy new restaurant? You can't go like that. You'd better change.
19. I found an expensive-looking ring in the locker room this morning. I have turned it to the security office behind the administration building.
20. The fact that he refuses to fly hasn't kept him from traveling abroad for the company. Part 3. 3. Exercises. 1. Black Friday. Listen to the talk about the U.S. gold market and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear. When the U.S. gold market crashed on September 24, 1869, the day became known as Black Friday. What set the stage for the crash was the excessive amount of paper currency issued by the government to finance the Civil War. At the end of the war, speculators in New York tried to capitalize the inflated price of gold in relation to paper currency by cornering the gold market. Their efforts to corner the market was based on what turned out to be false assurances from the president's brother-in-law that the United States government would not sell off any of its gold reserves. When the U.S. Treasury announced $4 billion in gold sales, the bottom fell out of the gold market, and the price of gold crashed.
Questions. 1. When was the day known as Black Friday?
2. What happened on the day known as Black Friday?
3. Why was the economy ready for gold speculators?
4. Who supplied the gold speculators with false information?
5. What did the gold speculators want the U.S. government to do?
6. What is the topic of this talk?
2. Making out a check.
Listen to the following conversation about a bank account and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would want to know how to make out this check.
Right. Do you want to draw out some money?
Yes, 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds, okay. Well, the first thing you need to do is to write today's date in the top right-hand corner where you see the line. At the top, you write just today's date and the year. You must put the year in. And if you want to draw out money after it says pay, can you see over here on the left-hand side?
The first line?
That's it. On the first line, it says pay, and you write cash afterwards.
In letters?
Yes, cash. You write cash. Okay. Then, underneath that, right underneath, you have to write the amount of money you want. So, just 2,000 pounds. And then you write only at the end in words. Then, at the end of that line, where you can see the box, see over on the right-hand side, you have to write the amount you want in numbers. And then underneath the box, the last thing you have to do in the bottom right-hand corner is just write your signature.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye then.
Bye.
Questions. 1. Who does the woman most probably speak to?
2. What does the woman want to know?
3. In which part of the check is the woman told to write the date?
4. According to the man, how should the amount of money be written?
5. Where is the woman told to sign her name?
3. At the Midwestern Bank. Listen to the following dialogue and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear. Midwestern Bank. Good morning.
Hello. I'd like to know how to open a bank account here in Britain.
Certainly, sir. How long are you going to be here for?
A year and a half at least. I'm doing an MA at the Polytechnic.
I see. Well, you need to be here more than 6 months to open any account. Now, if you want to open a current account with a checkbook, you must be over 18.
Why, I'm well over that, unfortunately.
Never mind. You'll need to come in and fill in a form and show some identity. I mean, identification.
You mean a passport or credit card?
A credit card wouldn't be any good. A passport would be fine, or a driving license.
That sounds fine.
Oh, and you'd need to give us a couple of specimen signatures and some kind of financial reference from an employer or your university.
Right. How long does it take before I get my checkbook and everything?
Oh, it's really quite quick, really. A week or so.
Good. And is the bank open all day?
From 9 to 3, Monday to Friday, and 9 to 12 on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions. 1. What does the man inquire about?
2. How long is he going to stay in Britain?
3. Why is he in Britain?
4. What's the minimum stay in this country required for opening a bank account?
5. What's the minimum age required for opening a current account with a checkbook?
6. What type of identification is required for opening such an account?
7. What's the number of specimen signatures needed for opening an account?
8. Where should financial...
9. How long does it take before the student can get his checkbook?
10. When is the bank open on weekdays?
Part 4. Listening and translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. The greatest source of pollution is human beings. What we should do is to take a friendly attitude towards environment and prevent any type of pollution.
2. The company is unwilling to reveal that they were having financial difficulties lest it might sabotage its corporate image, but they are forced to.
3. The first Boston Fair was a great success, with more than 3,500 attendees and 28 exhibitors. Plans are already well underway for next year's fair.
4. As the pace of life continues to increase, we are fast losing the art of relaxation. But relaxation is essential for a healthy mind and body.
5. The U.S. Import Price Index rose 0.2% in February. The increase followed a 0.9% decline in January and was led by an upturn in petroleum prices. 2. Passage Translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. Stress is a natural part of everyday life, and there is no way to avoid it. In fact, it is not the bad thing it is often supposed to be. A certain amount of stress is vital to provide motivation and give purpose to life. It is only when the stress gets out of control that it can lead to poor performance and ill health.
2. Well, I love to watch TV. So I'd like to see an invention that would allow us to watch programs anytime. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have to wait until the show is broadcast. Each TV screen would have a list on it, and you would order the program you want to watch, like ordering from a menu. You could watch any program at any time of the day. And I often fall asleep late at night while I'm watching TV. Then I miss the end of my program. It would be great if the TV could somehow have a system that would wake you up when you start to fall asleep.
Unit 12, Part 1, Mass Media and New Technologies. 3. Exercises. 1. Listen to a talk about mass media and then supply the missing parts in the following answers.
15 years ago, if you heard the words mass media, you probably immediately thought of television, newspapers, magazines, and the radio. But today, if you made a list of the mass media you use, you would have to add newer technologies such as cable, satellite TV, PDAs, or personal digital assistants, and the Internet. In today's world, we are surrounded by technology that allows us to communicate with others. And, of course, technology has brought us some wonderful things, and I personally wouldn't want to live without it. But all these new advances bring us dangers that we should be aware of. Let's begin by discussing three of these dangers: violence, passivity, and addiction. There's a lot of violence in TV shows, and many people worry about its effect on us. For example, almost every home in the United States has a color television, and according to a recent study, TV is on in the average household for 7 hours and 37 minutes every day. And many people are afraid that children and adolescents are especially susceptible to this violence. In 2003, for example, a young boy jumped out of a window after seeing a superhero do the same thing on TV while he was chasing an enemy. And what about the movie where kids set a subway booth on fire? Some teenagers saw that movie, and then they did the same thing. Tragically, the man working at the booth died as a result of the fire.
2. Listen to the second part of the talk about mass media and supply the missing words you hear from the talk.
In addition to making us violent, TV can also make us passive. You've probably heard the term couch potato. It refers to a person who daydreams for hours in front of the TV. When we are in this passive state, we may not be able to distinguish between fantasy and reality, and we may make bad decisions about important things in our lives. 3. Using the media can become very addictive. For example, how many internet users can say that they quickly go online, find what they need, and get off again? That's just not the case for most of us who wander through cyberspace, clicking here and there, and wasting a lot of time in the process. If you check your email more than 3 or 4 times a day, you might want to ask yourself if you really need all that communication. And cell phones, which these days can also be used to go online, are highly addictive as well.